Q&A. Find answers to your questions. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question. How can I motivate myself to do the things I ought to, like prayer, scripture study, and homework? Response from the New Era. It can seem challenging to complete all the things on your spiritual and temporal to-do lists, but if you change your perspective to focusing on Jesus Christ and drawing closer to Him, then scripture study, prayer, and even homework become meaningful and fulfilling goals. Remember the words of Alma, "My small and simple things are great things brought to pass." Alma chapter 37, verse 6.
Responses from New Era readers. Get organized. I have a chart with little squares on it that represents the things that I need to do every day. Whenever I read my scriptures or finish my homework, I fill in a square on the chart. When the chart is full, I get to do something I like. After a while, doing those little things just becomes a habit, and then you don't need the chart to motivate you. Keaton H., 14, Idaho, USA.
Choose good examples. Choosing my friends wisely, following church standards, and going to church activities help motivate me to do things I should do, like reading my scriptures and working on personal progress. During my first year at Young Women Camp, my leaders announced that a second-year girl in a different ward had completed her personal progress. Her example motivated me to work on mine more often, and soon we became great friends. The next year, she had moved into my ward and went to camp with us. On the first day, I asked if we could go play tetherball together, but she said she had to read her scriptures first. I was so impressed. I decided I would read with her. She was such a great example to me. Because of our friendship, I've almost finished my personal progress and the Book of Mormon. Choosing to follow good examples can start a chain reaction to doing great things and developing your testimony. Cadence J, 14, Texas, USA.
Focus on the blessings. Motivating yourself to do your personal prayers, scripture study, and all the activities that you should do every day can be hard. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming, like you're just adding more things to do. But focusing on the blessings and the positive aspects of those activities can really help motivate you to do them. I'm motivated to act when I ponder how different my life is when I do and don't complete those tasks. When I don't make time to pray or study, both my scriptures and textbooks, I feel guilt, regret, and overall unhappiness. But when I make those small and simple things a priority, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I feel the Holy Ghost's influence more often, and I become more optimistic. By being diligent and willing to focus on the blessings that come from being obedient, you will have clarity in both your daily decisions and spiritual questions. Zoe B., 17, Colorado, USA.
Sidebar. What does it really mean to be tolerant and not judgmental? Tolerance means respecting others and their freedom to choose. For example, we should all allow man the privilege to worship how, where, or what they may, the 11th Article of Faith. However, tolerance should have limits. President Russell M. Nelson has cautioned that tolerance without limit could lead to spineless permissiveness and acceptance of sin. April 1994 General Conference. We can respect people while frowning upon sin. As for being judgmental, President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the First Presidency, has explained, we should refrain from anything that seems to be a final judgment of any person, because only the Lord can make those kinds of judgments. Judge not, and judging. Ensign, August 1999, page 13. Of course, we need to make certain kinds of judgments. President Oaks has counseled us to seek the guidance of the Spirit in our decisions and to limit our judgments to our own stewardships. If possible, we should refrain from judging people until we have an adequate knowledge of the facts and judge circumstances rather than people. And we should apply righteous standards and always remember the command to forgive. Judge Not and Judging, page 13. Tell us what you think. My siblings often fight. What can I do to be a peacemaker in my home? Send your answer and photo by September 15th, 2018. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Work. Sign in with your LDS account and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A.